Hard not to love Jesus, eh? He's so good and so wonderful and so amazing. And then there's me. But isn't it great that God has called you and me children? Isn't it great that God has called you and me sons and daughters? You know, do you know that you're God's treasure? Boy, think about that for a second. You know, you're His treasure. You know, if you knew that somewhere in your yard there was a treasure buried, would you go find it? Would you keep looking? Would you tear up every piece of that lawn until you found it? Well, Jesus has given us everything. And He came down to this earth to seek and to save that which was lost. And that's you. And that's me, because we're His treasure. He left heaven to come here for you. That's an amazing thought. You know, I almost suspect that with that one thought, that there'd be a few amens just rumbling through the crowd. There you go. You know, I have at the beginning of the service, I had a shout out to Garrett out there because of his surgery. And, you know, a shout out is an expression of something that we would do when we want to reach out to someone. You know, it's you want to acknowledge somebody or something. If you want to highlight someone or something, you just shout out to. So I want to shout out to Chad. You know, you're just an amazingly handsome guy, and I wish I had your looks. You know, a definition of shouting out is actually in the dictionary. I looked it up. It's a quick public expression of thanks or admiration. You know, in other words, I'd like to give a big shout out to my mom who's in the audience tonight. You know, she's not here, by the way, and it's not tonight. But that's an example. You know, or it's an occasion when someone who's talking on the television or radio mentions someone in order to thank them or wish them well. You know, I want to give a shout out to my dad who, you know, really helped me out this week. So there's a shouting out. You know, there's an expression we use because we want to do something. Now, recently, in the last week or two, there was on Facebook, and I hate to say this word here, but you know, on Hell Yeah PG, Hell Yeah Prince George, and it was a shout out to Ron McKibben. And, you know, I thought that was amazing. And here's Ron on one of those snowy days pushing the carts in the parking lot at Save-On Foods where he works. And somebody was recognizing the hard work that he does. And if you ever seen Ron or know Ron or experienced Ron, he's very kind, he's very generous, he's very well-mannered, and he helps people. So I loved that. But that's what a shout-out is. It's somebody shouting out and recognizing and showing admiration or thanksgiving for somebody or something. And this morning, I'd like to give a shout-out to Jesus. Because I think if anybody deserves it, yeah, go ahead. He deserves a shout-out. Now, last Monday was our day of prayer thanksgiving for the month. The first Monday, we set aside as a church family to seek God, to give God, you know, the fact that we need Him. And during that morning, we gathered in the sanctuary, a few of us gathered here for prayer, and Pastor Tiffany and I have invited people, anyone, to come and join us, you know, up to a maximum of 50, and, you know, and to pray on for an hour in the morning from 9 to 10 here. We were praying, and God gave me a word for the church and a word for myself in that moment, and I've sat on that since then. And I believe strongly that I was to give that to you today, and I've got it in my notes here, intertwined, but the whole thought of giving Jesus this shout-out this morning, you know, because I admire Jesus. I admire Him. I worship Him. I love Him. I adore Him. He means everything to me. And even on those dumb things I do sometimes, He still means everything to me, and I rely and I depend on His grace and His mercy when I need it the most. You know, I think of that scripture in Revelation 1 when Jesus reveals Himself to John, in John in that revelation, and he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He gave us life. He gave us life. He thought you up, Ishe. He decided one day, you know what? These parents deserve a great guy. So he thought up Ishe. He gave him life. And he's been with him his whole life. And even when we were born into sin and we'd fallen, Jesus came to this earth to redeem us from our fallen state, from our sin. And he died on that cross. He died on that cross because he knew that Ishe needed saving, redeeming. He needed a second birth. And Ishe one day, as led by the Spirit, gave his life to Jesus. And in that moment, he was set free from his sin. He was cleansed from his sin. He became pure and righteous before God. Put your name in there, folks. That's what salvation has done. That's what Jesus did for you. He redeemed you. He took the penalty of sin and punishment and took it away and gave you a life that is full of joy and full of peace and hope. And he's with us and he walks through life with us to give us help in our times of need. That's Jesus. That's the one that we give our heart to, our allegiance to, our life to. We give it back to him in honor and worship because he gave us life freely. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And you know what that scripture tells me? He's coming back. He's coming back. And he's going to give us eternal life completely with him. With him. Complete life. Eternal life. You know that yesterday I woke up middle of the night and my wrist, I don't know what I did to it. You know, if I had a punching match with Noreen in the middle of the night or what. But it was so sore and throbbing I couldn't go back to sleep. So I went out and I, you know, didn't want to wrestle in the bed. You know, I couldn't put it any way to get comfort. And I just prayed and said, God, help. You know, help. And last night I woke up in the middle of the night, or just a few hours ago. And guess what? It wasn't hurting. You know, that's the God that is with me always. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love him. Oh, when the thought of Jesus comes in your heart and in your mind, does it automatically give you praise? Does it automatically stir some emotion and passion in you? Does it do something when you hear that name, Jesus? Oh, often we should just relax and take a moment out of our day and just think about Jesus and just begin to give him praise and think about the things that he's done and the things that he's given us. The things that we could honor him with, this Almighty God. Jesus also said in John 11 of himself, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He rose from the dead. He has the keys to death. He conquered death and hell and all of it. And he's raised to life and he's put his Spirit in you and given you life. Life to live by now. And yet you have eternal life with him to look forward to. He is the resurrection and the life. You know, the Bible tells us in John 14, and this is Jesus again, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it weren't so, I wouldn't have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Oh, when I think of Jesus, I think about how amazing that I have something to look forward to. Now, I love my house we live in right now. I really do. It's a blessing from God. Big backyard. You know, I'm not a, you know, a heavy get-at-it guy, so, you know, some things are starting to wear out. But you know, I love my house right now, but it's nothing compared to what he has in store for me, what he's preparing for me. A place that will never wear out. You'll never have to do renovations. You may never have to do the lawn, but I don't want to promise that because maybe that's part of the whole picture. I don't know. Maybe we won't have to snowblow. But he's preparing a place for you and for me, a place that none of us will ever, ever regret or go tired of. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 23 also, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You see, Jesus is with us in life, isn't he, every day? He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, they staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is your shepherd. You know, you shall not want, because simply put, when you have your life centered in him, he gives you peace and he gives you contentment. But no matter what you have or don't have, God is with you. That knowledge keeps us and sustains us and strengthens us through his life. But make no mistake, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to live in us, to be with us and walk with us, so that we wouldn't have to do it on our own, ourselves. How many know today that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous man runs into it and is safe? How many know that you can look, lift up your eyes to the hills from where your help comes from, that your help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth? He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. How many of you know that the God who made the heaven and the earth, the God who made the heaven and the earth, the God who made the heavens and the earth is your help? And is there anything in our lives that he can't help us with if he can create the heavens and the earth? What the psalmist is telling you is no. That same God is at work in your life and in my life and helping us. And we have a promise from God. And folks, church, people, hear this today. Jesus said he will never leave you or forsake you. Remember the story of Noah? God, you know, created heavens and the earth, and he relented about man, you know, making man, creating man. And yet, so he brought a flood on the earth, and yet he didn't want to destroy us completely, wipe us all out, so he had that remnant. And he had Noah for 100 years build an ark in the middle of the desert. And, you know, how is a boat going to float? And all through that time, Noah trusts in God, and he believes in God, and he builds the boat, and his family are the only ones that will come in there to safety with the animals as he brings the animals in to repopulate afterwards. And none of the other people, their hardened hearts, keep them from going into the boat. But do you remember Noah's faith? Do you realize the faith that he had to build this and obey God and follow his instructions so that mankind, you and I, could exist? That we could live today, the faith that Noah had. Have you considered him today, that faith? You remember the story of Moses leading the people out of Egypt, out of Israel, out of captivity. And they get out into the wilderness and they go to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea's in front of them, and there's mountain ranges on either side of them, and behind them they experience the Egyptian army coming to get them. So they're covered in on all sides. There's nowhere to go. There's no way to escape. They had no way to get out of this mess. And what does God do? He tells Moses to take his rod and touch the water, and the water parts. Something that God himself could only do, no one else. And they walk through on dry ground. And they get to the other side, and when that last wagon or chariot, that last person is on the other side, all of a sudden there's a rumble and there's a roar, and the water comes down behind them on the Egyptian army that's following them, closes upon them. You see, if God is with you, who can be against you? God is for you. God is with you. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants. And yeah, you got to go through some stuff sometimes. That's not pleasant or easy. But just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do you remember when they were thrown in the fire for standing up for their faith? And they went into the furnace, and the ones that were thrown into the furnace or threw them in all died on the spot. And then the king looks in the furnace, and what does he see? He sees, didn't we throw three guys in there? How come there's four? And how come the fourth guy looks like the Son of God? It's because Jesus was in the fire with them and walking with them. And they came out, folks. I don't know what it was like inside the fire, but when they came outside, there was no sign of any fire or any smoke or any singes. Have you ever left your barbecue down when you started the propane and then lifted the lid? I did. I'll tell you what happens. You smell hair that's burnt right away. I singed my eyebrows, But there was no sign of smoke on them. God will always bring us through the other side better than when we went in. Always. Have you considered these guys? Have you considered David? The whole army was afraid of Goliath. And yet, you know, he gets this look at this guy taunting God's people. And it bugs him. He's burned in his spirit. And he begins to get his slingshot out, you know, and he gets those stones, things that he'd used all the time. And he goes and confronts Goliath, who taunts him for coming out like that. Is that all they can send? And he winds up his slingshot there, and he hits the giant in the forehead. Goes down, and he gets his sword, and he cuts off Goliath's head. Have you considered that God sometimes, when you're going through stuff, might just use you to come out of it? I could go on. Daniel in the lion's den, having a good sleepover, nice and warm. You know, I could go on about the New Testament and the disciples and the things that they did by the Spirit as they were empowered by the Spirit. And folks, here's the point today. We have a God who loves us, walks with us, cares for us, never leaves us or forsakes us, and He empowers us by His Spirit that we might live victorious lives, that we might be empowered by the Spirit to get over the hurdles in our life, that He gives us that power of the Holy Spirit that we might honor Him by serving Him and living a life of light and salt so people might know who God is and how amazing He is. And in the midst of it, Jesus promised that He'd leave us peace. He says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And further in John 15, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one constant that will never change. Life is changing in a pretty drastic ways right now, isn't it? Weird stuff going on. There's unrest, lack of peace, just all this stuff going on all over the world. But in the midst of it all, Jesus Christ will never change. You can depend on Him. He's your rock. He's your fortress. He's your banner. He's your life. He's your joy. He's your peace. Oh, put your eyes on Him. You see, that's the word from God today that He bore in my heart last Monday when we were in prayer here in the sanctuary, is that I should give a shout out to Jesus because He's everything. And we can, you know, go through life, and how many times do we often, all the time, just continually depend on our own strength, our own wisdom, our own understanding? We try to get through everything by ourselves. Shouldn't we, therefore, because we're We're adults. No, we don't have to do it alone. We've got to keep our eyes fixed on the one who loves us, the one who walks with us, the one who cares for us, the one who helps us. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's Almighty God. Don't take your grip off Him. Don't take your grip off Him. Peter's in the boat with the other disciples. You know, Jesus comes walking on the water. Not everyday occurrence, I'm sure. And Peter, you know, like, hey, Jesus, if this is you, because they were a little freaked out, you know, I think I'd be too, right? If you're out fishing and somebody's walking on the water towards you. He says, Jesus, if this is you, let me come out of the boat and come to you. And Jesus says, fly at her. And Peter climbs out of the boat. And folks, he's walking on the water. And all of a sudden, he begins to see how big these waves are. And he's probably thinking to himself, you know, this is something I've never done before. How is it possible for me to walk on water? And he begins to sink. And he calls out to Jesus to save him. And Jesus puts his hand out, you know, and he takes his hand and he's lifted up. Keep your grip on Jesus. Don't let go. This season we're in right now for the last 8 months, you know, I'm enough already. I'm tired of it. But you know what? God has a plan. God is using this for His will, for His pleasure, and He's helping people through this. And life circumstances and history is being unfolded here in a different direction altogether. And God is allowing what to be done to be done. So let's not lose sight and hope. Let's not get so tired of it all that we lose sight of the one who loves us, has a great plan for our lives, and wants us to keep our eyes fixed on Him. And don't lose your grip of your faith. Don't quit on Jesus right now. Keep fast to Him. Hold on to Him, because He's for you. St. Patrick, one of the saints, was, we're not sure if he exactly is the author of this writing, but it's attributed to him. And it goes something like this. I rise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. I rise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, and God's host to save me, afar and anear, alone or in a multitude. Christ shield me today against wounding. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in the eye that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me. I arise today through the mighty strength of the Lord of creation. Christ in you, Christ around you, Christ beneath you, Christ above you. He is all in all, and He's your God, and He's your Savior. And we sang it today, we're His friend. Keep your eyes on Him, folks. Keep your eyes on Him. Hold to Him fast, and don't let go. Yeah, Jesus. believe strongly in my spirit. This has been your word that you wanted us just to think about you today. I can't think of anything better. So God, in each of our hearts today and in our minds, you know, God, where we needed this word in our life. So just invite the Holy Spirit as we just open ourselves and respond to you, that you would speak to us and we'd hear your little voice, that still small voice, directing our thoughts towards what you're saying to each of us individually. We want to thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, but more importantly, we want to thank you today for who you are. And thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you're never changing, and you'll always be our sure foundation. You'll always be our cornerstone. You'll always be our God. So strengthen us. Give us resolve and determination and perseverance that we will not back down from our faith. We love you. Praise your name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's all about you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, God, I'm jealous for your people. And I ask, God, that today, throughout this day and throughout this week, you would bless them abundantly. Oh, Jesus, your spirit would just open up the eyes of our understanding, and we'd see more of you, more of Jesus, more of his glory. Be aware of his presence, your presence in our life every day. Praise his name. Praise his name. Praise your name. I invite you to stand in the auditorium, at home if you'd like. Jesus. Oh, may the Lord bless you. Oh, may the Lord surround you. May the Lord fill you with his peace. And may the Spirit flood from within you and come out like a river of living water and bring you great joy. And may his hand be upon you as your hand is gripped to his. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, God. Praise the name. Oh, have a great week, folks.